Houston, how would you like to have a status report?
Okay, we're waiting. Go ahead.
You're all 85-foot dishes, right? Yours, I mean.
Roger.
All right, Henry. We'll start here on A section. A1-22041. Alpha 3, 6.5. Outstanding. Alpha 4. None. Alpha 5, 2.7, and 5. Alpha 6, 7, 10, and 5. Bravo 1. Charlie 1, 21075. Charlie 3, 6, good. Charlie 4, none. Charlie 5, 15, and 15. Charlie 6, 5.
Okay, was Charlie 6 just two entries, 5 and 7?
That's firm. Okay, make that 5, 5 and 7.
Roger.
And off the Gourmet seat.
Stand by, Ken. We're coming up on antenna switch, and we'll lose comm for a few minutes.
Apollo Control, Houston, at 67 hours, 18 minutes into the mission. What you just heard was Ken Mattingly passing along the crew's biomedical report following a convenience format using letters and numbers for speed in reporting. For example, A is a commander, B is the command module pilot, and C is a lunar module pilot. The six data pieces of data reported on were radiation dosimeter readings, food, this is a negative report when the crew member followed the plan menu, amount of sleep, medication, urine, and water consumed. At 67 hours, 19 minutes, we show Apollo 16 at 17,033 nautical miles away from the moon and traveling at a speed of 3,691 feet per second.
16 Houston. Apollo 16 Houston. Apollo 16, Houston.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're so far, you're so far out now that when we get close to antenna switching, we lose comm there for about a minute and a half. We're ready to copy the menu now, food.
Okay, our menu reporter is sealing a cup of coffee. He'll be waiting a second.
Roger, and the surgeon compliments the reporter on the way he reads the report down.
Yeah, when you got a college education, you learn to read. Boy, anything can happen after that. Okay, Henry. The Happy Gourmet says that for the commander, well, we'll start with meal A. And I'll stand by one. Okay, on the commander, you can delete the grits. On meal B, we skipped the Skylab meal as the meal B and then ate it as meal C. And on that, we skipped the peanuts. For the second meal on the day, John had a grapefruit drink, bread with peanut butter, and I guess that's it.
Okay.
Okay, on mine, you can start on meal A, scratch the peaches, the scrambled eggs, four bacon squares, and grits. On meal B, I had the bread and peanut butter and a grapefruit drink. On the Skylab meal, I have one of the two rye breads, and on all this chicken spread, no one ate a third of it. That's probably eat a tenth of a piece. And for Charlie, he's been good. He eats everything. None of us ate the peanuts on the Skylab meal. And for the second meal of the day, Charlie had an orange pineapple drink with potassium and peanut butter. and you'll be happy to know that we shared our peaches with Casper. He ate just about as much of them as we did.
Roger, copy. That sounds kind of like it didn't work out too well.
There's a lot of peach still on Casper's face, I'll tell you that.
Tonight, when you open that can, you get them all at once.
Charlie, you're going to have to work on those guys about the grits.
Grits are good. I can't get them to eat them, though. They ate part of John's. Okay, Hank, and maybe I missed it here somewhere, but can you give us some words on what you plan to do about mid-course 4?
Okay, no mid-course 4. And I got a couple items of news here if you're interested in that.
Okay, is that general interest news or like how we handle our relay setting and so forth?
Oh, it's just general interest stuff, and we're coming up on antenna switching.
Okay, we'll catch you after that.
Apollo Control Houston, 67 hours, 27 minutes into the mission. As you heard, the crew of Apollo 16 sounds fresh and ready this morning. The principal spokesman for the crew thus far has been Ken Mattingly, who provided the status reports. We show Apollo 16 at 16,736 nautical miles away from the moon. We now show the velocity of Apollo 16 at 3,699 feet per second. At 67 hours, 28 minutes, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Houston,
yep.
Okay, 16, how you read?
Okay, Henry, how about if we stop PTC right here at this 144 degree pass? Henry, do you copy that?
Roger, we copied, and we got some flight plan updates for you, and you can stop it now if you like.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, repeat, no MCC-4 is required, and for your information, the data there for the UV photos is good for an hour after the flight plan time, so there's no real rush on that one. If you're ready to copy, we'll just charge right into these flight plan changes. The first one is at 70 hours and 40,
okay, go.
70 hours and 40 minutes. We want to write in there, charge BAT A. And that's for your information for about 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay, at 70-40, we'll charge battery A, and that's roughly going to be 3.5 hours.
That's affirmative. And at 71-20, we want to enter load DAP with the weights and gimbal trim from MISFIN and call EMP 509.
Okay, at 71-20, we'll load the DAP with MISFIN weight and gimbals and call EMP 509.
That's affirmative. The next thing occurs at 73-55 at the sextant star check. Want to add in parentheses, no verb 41, manual only with verb 16, noun 91.
Okay, I've got at 73-55 at the sextant star check. We'll do no verb 41, and we'll do it manual with 1691 as our check.
That is affirmative. And ECOM advises you can...
Well, we're on that, Henry. While we're on that one, Henry, I didn't see where we terminated 509. Do we keep it running all this time?
That is affirmative.
Thank you.
Okay, and ECOM advises you can go ahead and start that battery charge now if you want to get Charlie started on that. And next thing occurs at 74-08. And there we do the do SPS cue card through gimbal drive.
Okay, that's at 74-08. It's SPS cue card through gimbal drive.
Roger, and LOS, MISFIN LOS time will be 74-18.
Okay, 74-18 is LOS.
Okay, that's the flight plan changes. I have some notes now. I don't know where's the best place to copy these. I've got about 9 or 10 of them here. Well, I'll take it back. I got two notes on the use of EMP 509. And they read as follows.
Okay, let me get my scratch pad out, and I'll copy those first. Okay, Henry, I'm ready to copy your notes.
Okay, number one, the TVC DAP is unstable with EMP 509.
Okay, understand the TVC DAP is unstable with 509 running.
That is affirmative. And number two is at SPS cutoff plus 2.5 seconds, the TVC enable is de-energized. The EMP is off. Thus, the platform alignment could be lost.
Okay,
and I have some flight plan changes now that are concerned with DOI. The first one occurs at 70...
Okay, stand by a second.
All right.
Okay, Henry, I'm ready. These are comments or these are things to go into the flight plan?
Roger, these are flight plan changes, Ken. I'm sorry I didn't get this in order a while ago. It was buried in the bottom here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, at 7757, there's a group of CSM systems checks. Move those up to 7720.
Take the CSM systems checks and move them from 7758 over to 7720.
That's affirmative. Now at 7750, verb 48, 21101, 01111.
At 7750, that's verb 48, the 21101, 01111.
That's affirmative. And immediately following that, start EMP 509.
Loading the verb 48 to 21101, and then the next thing we do is to load a 3 in there. Have someone give me some rationale on that.
The difference there, Ken, is when you're loading that verb 48 for the EMP 509, you don't pro on that one and activate that DAP.
All right.
In other words, we have to get the right DAP in there before we do the EMP 509. The next item is the activities that are located between 7803 and 7808. We want to move back to just following the P-52 at 7753.
Okay, how about giving me the first line and the last line of the block you're talking about?
Okay, that's P-30, verify DOI TIG and Delta Vs, through acquire misspin Omni D. Move all of that back to just following the P-52 or landing site orient at 7753. And in that group of activities, we want to delete that verb 48.
Okay, now what I have is, have you got any more changes in this area, and then I'll read you what I have sequentially.
There's nothing more on that particular page, 77 through 78 hours.
Okay, maybe I missed something here, but I have not seen us terminate 509. I'm sure we did somewhere before the LOI burn, and we'll do it again.
We're going to get to do, and that, Ken, we're going to have that on your cue card. I've got a cue card change coming up for you.
Okay. All right, let me give you what I have here then. At 7720, I do all of the CFM system checklist items that are listed now at 7758. At 7750, we do a verb 48-21-101-01111. We start EMP 509er. Then at about 7755, we do all the steps which are presently listed at 7803 down through 7808.
And that's with the exception of the verb 48.
That's right, with the exception of verb 48.
Okay, that's all correct. Now, the next item is at 7822, we delete the sextant star check and move it back to 7815. And it carries the same warning as we had before, no verb 41. Manual only with verb 16, now 91.
Okay, at the sextant star check at 7815 with no verb 41, doing it manually, and deleting the star check at 7822.
That's affirmative, and the last item for this is at 7818, add do SPS cue card through gimbal drive.
Okay, that's at 7818, and do SPS cue card through gimbal drive.
Roger, and the cue card that you'll use is the same for LOI and DOI. We're going to read you those changes.
Okay.
16 Houston, I have your SPS burn card changes whenever you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, just as a note here for yourself, you load the DAP before starting the card, and you do not change verb 48 after starting EMP 509. Now, we tried to indicate that in the flight plan, and I explained that to you a while ago. Okay, first step, at the top of the card, very first item, add EMP 509 called.
Okay, at the very top of the card, it's EMP 509 is called.
Roger, and down the fifth item where it says load DAP, delete that.
Okay, we'll delete load DAP.
At where it says bore side sextant star check, delete the verb 41, noun 91 enter, and make the comment no verb 41 manual only with verb 16 now 91.
Okay, we delete verb 41 now 91 and we say no verb 41 manual verb 16 now 91.
That's affirmative. At the left of the card, opposite main bus ties, where it says 54 minutes, change that to 40 minutes. And in parentheses, minus 20 minutes.
Okay, we've changed 54 minutes to 40 minutes and minus 6 to minus 20.
Roger, and down a little further where it says 55 and 5, we want to change that to 41 and minus 19.
Okay, we've changed 55 to 41 and minus 5 to minus 19.
Okay, on the back side of the card. Let me read you the whole thing we want to get in there, Ken, so you'll know how to squeeze it. Right after it says, accept parentheses pro, we want to get in there. If glitch occurs, use RHC to stop maneuver. Verb 23, noun 20, enter, verb 40, enter, verb 62, enter, manual maneuver to attitude. So you got to kind of squeeze that in there a little bit. I'll read it to you slowly now. If glitch occurs...
Okay, stay in mind a second. Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Okay, if glitch occurs, use RHC to stop maneuver. Verb 23, noun 20, enter. Verb 40, enter. Verb 62, enter. Manual maneuver to attitude.
Apollo Control Houston, 67 hours, 50 minutes into the mission. We're listening to Capcom Hank Hartsfield pass along flight plan updates to the crew of Apollo 16.
This says that this is after the pro on Gimbal test, and we're saying that if you get one of these glitches, just use the RHC to stop the rates. Would there be any objection to just switching to SCS while we do the rest of this? And that's my question, then I'll read on. It's verb 23, now 20, enter. And I have a question there, and then I got the impression from what we were saying in our previous discussion that this wasn't restricted just to the middle gimbal. It's a possibility for the others. And then verb 40, enter, which will release the platform. Verb 62 will take us back. It's not clear to me once we put in now 20 is zero that verb 62 is a useful number. Seems to me that I must have skipped something there.
Okay, I'm a little puzzled about the verb 62 needles. However, on the other item, the reason you only need a verb 23 is that the that zeroes that CDU, which is the only one that locks you up in course of line, and the others will reinitialize when we do the verb 40.
Okay, I guess my question though is that if it can happen in each of them, the only time you do the verb 23 now 20 would be in the event that it did lock you into the course line.
That's affirmative. Scott, I was just saying you cover all bets when you do this. You don't have to stop and think about it.
Okay, but if you had moved off in yaw, it seems to me I would be possibly introducing more error.
Apollo Control Houston, 67 hours, 53 minutes into the mission. Apollo 16 now 15,800 nautical miles away from the moon and now traveling at a speed of 3,723 feet per second. Continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control Houston.
Ken, would you state your concern again so we got a clear picture of it?
Okay, maybe I'm off on a tangent. What it looked to me like is that if you pick up one of these glitches, I'm not sure that the rates are all going to be confined to just one axis by the time it stops. And if you then take and load register 3 of now 20 to zeros, you may in fact be at some other middle gimbal angle than zero. So once you do that, I guess that has no effect if I do a verb 40. I guess that's I missed that point. That merely gets me out of the course line. And
that,
verb
that's
40 will reinitialize. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. The verb 40 starts the whole thing running
okay.
Again. The verb 23, now 20, gets you out of the gimbal lock if that's the case.
Okay, now I'm with you. Now, I guess the only other thing is that in the event that we have the thing that happened the other night and it did course a line there, it seems to me that before I do the verb 40, I would want to fly back on SCS to zero middle gimbal angle. Is that correct?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Okay, I think I understand that. Thank you.
The concern over using the SCS can was they were afraid you'd introduce another transient in there by the switching. However, if If you can't null it out with the RHC, you may be forced into SES.
Oh, we're sure gonna try. It's just like perhaps once I just get the hand controller out of detent, then it'll stop it at whatever new attitude it has, and that ought to hold it. So that there may be no further transients. I'll try that first.
Roger. Are you ready to go on with the changes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, out to the side there, a little error, I guess, the best way to indicate it. In other words, between rate high and EMS normal, we want to say terminate EMP 509.
Okay, when I terminate EMP 509, you want me to write that between rate high and EMS to normal. It looks like I would do the verb 48 back to my original values, but it looks like I would not be resetting the average G flag, or do you want that reset anyhow?
Stand by, Cam. Ken, the message is to do a normal terminate as on the procedure they read up to you. And that's after you finish the gimbal drive test. That's what it's associated with. And following that, the next item, just prior to 59 minutes, I don't know how you're going to get all this in there. You may have to write it to the bottom and show an error. At minus 6 minutes, tape recorder, high bit rate, record forward, command reset.
Did not want to do that at minus 20. Is that affirmative?
That's affirmative.
You want me to delete that from minus 20?
Yes, I omitted that, Ken. I was going back to that. Back over here at minus 20, we want to delete, scratch through, tape recorder, high bit rate forward, command reset. And for your info, the reason we've given you this 20 minutes is in both LOI and DOI, that gives us about 10 minutes to watch what you're doing, watch the gimbal drive check, and if you need any help, we can give it to you from down here.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Okay, you want the tape recorder on at minus 6 minutes.
That's affirmative.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, following 00XX ECO, enter right in there, be prepared for SCS takeover.
Okay, I got that.
You ready for the next one, Ken?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Right after TVC servo power 1 and 2 off, we want to enter a little comment that says, prior to trimming noun 85s, noun 20s should be checked against the IMU.
After TVC servo power 1 and 2 off, and we'll put a note here that says prior to trimming down 85, check down 20 against IMU, and that's because of reading the different angles off the FDAI pickoff.
That's affirmative.
Okay.
Okay, now I have changes for your SPS burn rules card.
Stand by. Let me read back what I got on here.
Go ahead.
On the SPS card, I'm starting at the top with a boat. Can you read me right now, Hank?
Roger.
Okay, at the top of the card, I've added a note that says no verb 48 changes after entering 509. The first step on the card is EMP 509 is called. I have deleted load the DAP. Under the bore sign sextant star check, I have deleted verb 41 now 91. I have replaced that with a note that says no verb 41. And use manual, monitor 1691. I have changed the bus tie on time from 54 minutes to 40 minutes. And that changes minus 6 to minus 20. I have deleted the tape recorder line at minus 6 minutes. I've changed the time 55 to be 41, minus 5 to be minus 19. That's all the changes I have on the front side of the burn card. On the back side, next to the proceed after the Gimbal test option, if we get a glitch, it's RHC to stop rates, verb 23 now 20, enter, enter, verb 40, enter, and then verb 62, enter, manually maneuver to attitude. After rate high and before 59 minutes, terminate EMP 509. At minus 6 minutes, tape recorder goes to high bit rate, record forward, and command reset. At 00XX and engine cutoff, it's be prepared for SCS takeover. At TVC servo power 1 and 2 off, we've added the note, prior to trimming noun 85, check noun 20 against the IMU. And that's all the comments I have on the burn card.
That's a good readback, Ken, and just to reiterate that, terminate EMP 509 is associated with terminating the gimbal test or ending up on that.
Roger. I could do that any time after the gimbal test is completed.
That's affirmative.
Okay.
We would prefer that termination right after the gimbal check.
Yes, sir. I don't want to get caught too late doing that.
Okay, Houston, this procedure, it'll handle no matter what glitch we get, and I understand that, but how about some discussion of the probability of getting such a glitch? Is there any anybody thinking about that much down there?
I guess all of us have been thinking about it, John, but there's just no way we can predict whether it'll happen again or not. Our gut feeling on the thing is it'd probably never see it again.
I understand it's very similar to the kind of thing that we had happen back in the early part of the Apollo program with the CDUs that would make them count different. Is that not correct?
That's affirmative.
Okay, thank you.
Houston 16 ready to copy the SPS burn rules update.
Okay, the reason for these changes, Charlie, is after we watched MC6 and looked at the system pressures there, we got some new data, and for your information, we're kind of predicting that your nominal values are going to be oxidizer 200, fuel 170, and for your onboard readings. So based on that, we need to change these burn rules, and I believe you've already made one change to it. Is that correct?
I can scratch it in again somewhere else.
Okay. On the fuel oxidizer press, where you put in 124 oxidizer, you want to change that to 138 oxidizer. And the fuel goes from 110 to 112. In other words, instead of 124 ox, 110 fuel, we want 138 ox, 112 fuel.
Okay, copy, go ahead.
Okay, for your fuel oxidizer delta P, the new rules are oxidizer greater than fuel by 50, to oxidizer greater than fuel by 12.
Wait a minute, I had 50 ox less than fuel last time.
Okay. But what you had before, I think, was 35 and 5. Is that correct?
Oh, okay. You're right. 35 and 5. Okay. Go ahead again now.
Okay. The new ones become 50 oxidizer greater than fuel to 12 oxidizer greater than fuel. In other words, your 35 and 5 rules go to 50 and 12. Both of them, though, oxidizer greater than fuel. What we're changing is the 35 to 50, and we're changing the 5 to 12 and changing the sign over there, oxidizer greater instead of oxidizer less.
Okay, what you're telling me, that's the limit. 50 oxidizer greater than fuel can be as high as 50 or as low as 12.
That's affirmative. Oxidizer greater than fuel in both cases. In other words, your range is oxidizer 12 to 50 psi greater than the fuel pressure. Okay, and on your tight limits, change the oxidizer to 168 oxidizer. What you have there is 168 oxidizer, 153 fuel. We want to change that to 183 oxidizer, 153 fuel. No change in the fuel.
Copy tight limits. Oxidizer has to be greater than 183 and the fuel greater than 153.
That's affirmative.
Okay, Hank, let me give you an example here on this Delta P's. Right now I'm looking at about 170 fuel and 195 oxidizer. That says that I can go to down to 140 on the fuel side with a constant oxidizer pressure before I reach my limit, or have the fuel pressure increase up to 178 before I reach my limit. Is that correct?
GNC's checking. Let me look at it, Charlie.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Shift handover underway in the control center here. Jerry Griffin's Gold Team taking over. There will not be a change of shift briefing this morning from the off-going shift. Repeat, there will not be a change of shift briefing.
Oxidizer falls Delta P of 12. That was the answer I got back on that. However, on the example you gave, I thought you were right with it. Except on the second part, it looked like to me you need a 12 difference there. I might have misread the thing.
Okay, I was just looking at my gauges here. I've got about 190 oxidizer pressure and about 165 fuel pressure. And so that says to me the fuel side could go up to 178 and I'd still be within limits.
That's what the rules say.
Okay.
Or the oxidizer could drop to 177.
We have to get a FPS press light along with, and still be within limits on these rules.
Stand by. They're checking their CalCRS now, Ken. They're going to come up with an answer on that.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, Houston, pressure equalization valve is coming open to equalize tunnel pressure.
Omni Alpha, 16. GNC advises use the pressures and not the light in regard to the burn.
Roger, I'm just wondering if I should expect to see it.
That's affirmative. You may. We think the light would come on at 202 oxidizer pressure, and we're predicting you're going to be running around 200.
Like to have the high gain antenna?
That's affirmative. Flight plan angles, Ken.
Okay, Houston, the pressure equalization valve is closed. CM Delta P is 2/10 now.
Roger, copy, 2/10.
Yeah, I think that 2/10 is what it reads whenever it's equalized.
Roger, that's true. And 16, I also like to advise that on the tight limits, you're within 2 PSI on the low pressure side for the fuel.
Okay.
And 16, I have your Paris engine plus 2 block data.
Okay, why don't you stand by that and let us get these photos out of the way.
Will do.
Hey, Hank, Charlie just noticed that we're in this moon photo attitude, and looks like the sun is just very, very close to being along our line of sight. And it looks like we have, one of the changes, we've gone in and opened some of these settings. Can we get a verification of where, that this is the right setup? We can't look out the window very well and tell you if we're bore sighted on the moon.
All right, Roger. Ken, this is a correct attitude. We'll take another quick scan of the settings. A 16 Houston, would you attempt to bring up the high gain?
Okay, you got REAC in there. How does that look?
Looks good, Charlie. And in regard to the photos, the PI says the sun will be very close to the moon, but they shouldn't be in the field of view of the camera. The settings are good.
Okay, we'll take them as is.